Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Phil Sims, 11 at 11. That'll be fun. We haven't talked to him probably since last year, right?
I think. Yeah. I was actually texting him about a month or so ago about something not relating to this business, something else. Phil's the best, man.
Yeah, I love
him. He's awesome, and he's going to let it rip. And there's a lot to let it rip about with the Giants.
I've always been a fan of his, not just as a player, but his personality doing games. I loved listening to him last year with Boomer and Gio. So it was great to have him on. Looking forward to talking with Phil.
He got screwed when he was with Nance. He was great with Nance.
Now, wasn't he with Gumbel as well, though?
I
don't know.
I thought Phil's better than Tony. I'm kind of tired of Romo, actually. Give me Phil back.
I love Phil in the booth. I don't know why he got a bad rap. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Corey is calling from Edison about his Yanks. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
So I don't hate the Grisham move yet, but I'm with you, BT. If it's just Bellinger, then we have serious problems. Mm-hmm. And to me, the move is Bregman, because I say that because you can play him at short while Volpe heals, and then you slide him over to third, trade McMahon once Volpe's back. So I think that's just a perfect fit, and he obviously enhances the lineup tremendously.
Well, think about this, Corey. From a baseball point of view, I'm not going to disagree. I mean, Bregman is clutch. Mm-hmm. He can play third. He's a winner. He fit in perfectly, no doubt. But do you think the Yankees are going to have the appetite for a 5 or 6 year contract for Bregman? I don't.
Yeah, so I would say no. I wonder if this lockout changes things. I think people are saying, they'll be more aggressive, try to get in these big deals right before the lockout. So, mm-hmm. Maybe they have a little bit more aggressive than they showed, the last 10, 15 years. But, that's what I'm hoping for. Okay. I'm hoping that's not just Bellinger and that's it.
I think he might go to the Mets over the Yankees personally, Bregman.
And thanks for the call. I can't also just focus on the free agents. The Yankees need to make some trades here. Both the Mets and Yankees need to do that. But talking about the Yankees here specifically, they need to make some trades. My biggest priority, aside from bringing Bellinger back, which I think is an obvious one, you got to bring him. Same thing I said about Soto last year. I know it's a different story because of how much money he got. But the same thing applies now. You don't want to start losing players and then try to rebuild it. Yankees went to the World Series. They lost arguably their best player. Obviously, I know how great Judge was, but I'm factoring in postseason. They lost one of their two best players in Soto and then had to go to Plan B and rebuild it. And you saw what happened. While it was a nice team, it wasn't better than it was the year before, and the results certainly weren't better. Now, I have a hard time thinking that they were good and won 94 games and got to the postseason. You're going to lose Bellinger, and that who is arguably one of your best players, and then get better.
Yeah.
To get better, you have to stay the same first,
yes,
and then add on then top add of that.
Yeah, but that's what worries me about. I mean, are they internally sitting there saying, well, we're going to have Gerrit Cole for about 27, 28 starts? Now, I can understand that point of view to an extent. Like, if the Yankees had 27 starts last year from Gerrit Cole, I think they win the division because they tied with Toronto. They just lost out on the tiebreaker. So even if he wasn't vintage Cy Young, basically generational Gerrit Cole last year, but just good Gerrit Cole, they probably win the division, which maybe changes things in their mind. I don't know. I'm looking at contract. Let me hit you with this real fast, right? So I've got Newsweek, Baseball America, The Athletic, NBC Sports, and something else from Newsweek. This will be quick. Contract predictions for Bregman. 6 years, 182. 6 years, 180. 6 years, 175. 6 years, 168.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6 years, 160, 6 years, 150. The consensus being 6 years. And the average about 172 to 173 mil. You think the Yanks are doing that? I don't.
But why
plus
not?
Bellinger?
Why not?
Because they haven't done that forever.
No, I wouldn't need that if it's Bellinger plus Kwan, let's say, or a trade where maybe I'd like to move on from Jazz and get a... Well, why couldn't they trade Jazz and maybe get a right-handed hitting third baseman? You know what I'm saying? Just get creative.
Yeah,
and then even then you could think about maybe Volpe to second and maybe see if you could figure out something, whether it's Caballero, whether it's Lombard. I don't know if he's going to be ready.
Yeah, he's not going to be ready.
Cashman
yet.
Said not at all
not
this
yet.
Year.
Not at all. He's not making the team.
Not even middle of the season?
That wasn't ruled out, but the expectation
but
is that he's going to play the entire season.
I'm just
in the minors.
Thinking, trying to get creative here where... You need the pieces to fit the puzzle much better than they currently do.
Yes.
I mean, it's very simple.
Yes, they do.
You've got all these DHs, we talk about it. Rice has his limitations. You know about Stanton. You now have Grisham back in the mix. You got Dominguez, who's limited. Spencer Jones, where's the room for him if you're going to bring Bellinger back? McMahon, who's a very good defensive third baseman, he can't hit. He's also a lefty. Volpe wasn't very good last year. He's even hurt to start the year. So now you're going with a bench player to be your everyday starter at shortstop. A guy at second base that puts up good numbers but isn't a winning player, you've got problems all over the place.
That's why I'm worried.
I know, but
that's
but
why I'm pushing back.
I could understand that, but I would expect that they all, I mean, I hope that they also see this and realize that they have to have a big offseason.
But here's
here.
The thing, even if Cashman does see this, and I'm sure he sees some of what we're saying, will Hal consent to allow him to follow through on what he sees?
Sal is in Brooklyn. What's up, Sal?
Sally.
What's going on, boys? Hoping all is well, man.
Oh.
BT, straight up, I'm with you on this. First of all, Sally, how can somebody like that caller before? We could use him as a fourth outfielder. He made $5 million last year. You just increased his salary fourfold.
Yep.
He's not a $22 million ball player. That's my problem, front and center. You want to bring him back? Let him walk. You're worried about a draft pick for Grisham? Come on, you're the Yankees. Let that go, man. He ain't a $22 million player. And now you hamstring yourself. You go get that Japanese third baseman, or maybe Bregman, and then you bring Bellinger without sweating it, because $22 million from Grisham, and the $12 million that you had for the first base, Goldschmidt, that you let go, you're not even sweating bringing somebody back, man.
Yeah.
But now you're bringing
but
me Sal, the
but,
$22
but,
million?
But Sal, here's the point. I'm not disagreeing with that thought process. This is still the New York Yankees. If they're going to let
understand.
If they're going to let 1 year, $22 million prevent them from going big in the offseason, then there's no point to even having the conversation.
Sal, it's not 1 year, because they're still picking up LeMahieu's money this year, $15 million. You got $32 million laying for a third baseman who can't hit, and you got $22 million on a guy who's a 217 lifetime hitter. These guys are garbage, man. They're not constructed
Sal,
go deep in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
Sal from Brooklyn. Here's the thing, too. It's not just 1 year of money at $20-plus million for a guy that I don't believe is worth it based on the deficiencies. It's also another year where you don't get answers on Dominguez or Jones. That's the other problem.
Well, maybe they have their answer on either of those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. And maybe internally they've already decided but I don't know how they can come to that answer with the limited runway they gave Dominguez and Jones never seeing a pitch in the majors. If that's the case, then I wouldn't agree with that early assessment, but they very well might have that assessment.
Would you agree that they need to trade at least one of those two?
They have to at this point.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, they do.
Good God.
Yes.
You have to. So identify which one, for whatever reason. Maybe it's because the Guardians want one over the other. Whatever. You identify, hey, Dominguez at this point, we'd rather have the potential of Spencer Jones. Either way, one of those guys needs to be moved. That would mean that you're going to get a pretty good piece coming back that may fit you better. Maybe it's for a second baseman, third baseman. I have no idea. I'm just thinking Kwan because I want a left fielder. But if you don't get Kwan, then it should be one of the other. Maybe it's Spencer Jones in center or left, and then you could move around with Grisham, and Grisham could be insurance in case of one of the young guys don't live up to the expectations. I just don't think it's this 1 year, $22 million for a player who was productive last year and can be very useful at a time where there aren't good center fielders, he's a more than capable, whether he's declining or not.
He's definitely capable. Okay, I'm not going to push back on that.
More than capable center fielder. You have him for 1 year, $22 million. I just think it could be a useful piece that should not really significantly impact what you do the rest of the offseason.
And as this goes on, Judge's clock is ticking. Cole's clock is ticking. I mean, you know, they're not getting younger, these guys.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll take a break from the baseball talk, although we'll still take your calls next hour. But when we return, Phil Sims will join us. We'll talk some Big Blue and go around the NFL a little bit with Philby on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.